You hear him on First Stop every Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. right here on TSN Radio. Here's our buddy, Carlo Colaiacovo. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
What's up, boys? You know, just sitting in a car in the middle of running errands because, you know, the one thing my wife loves to do on a Friday is to tell me to go out and run errands in the middle of rush hour.
Okay.
When I'm home all day, you know?
Yes. Yeah, go out right now at 6 o'clock when everyone's out on the roads.
We also forgot to add in the intro, amateur fisherman.
Yes.
That's right, buddy.
That's my
amateur
bad.
Amateur fisherman.
All right. Well, walk us through.
I can't wait till Wednesday till I pull out my rod right in front of O at his home course and just rip out a nice largemouth bass.
All right. Well, I'll be there as a witness. I want to see.
Listen. I have more respect than that. Okay. Obviously, it's a thing I love to do when I'm fishing, or sorry, when I'm golfing. Is if I know there's a pond there and, you know, I'm waiting for the next shot and I'm standing beside the pond, I'll throw my rod in. But I love golf. I know the rules of golf. I respect the etiquette of golf. I'm not a slow player. I don't like waiting for people. I don't like people waiting for me. And obviously at a course like the Westin, when a guy like O brings me out to his club, I don't like to be disrespectful, okay. So I'm just teasing you guys.
Well, that's disappointing. I wanted to see it, and I wanted to get reactions.
No, I tell you what, though. I will be wearing my Raptors replica ring while I golf.
Good man. And a bang hat. I hope you got to have the bang hat and the bang balls, and we need the
everything. We want bang hats, like, for golf.
I'll get you, for sure, buddy. For sure. It's all yours.
We were just talking about the Leafs situation and free agency opening up in 2 weeks, and you know, everyone understands what they're looking for. They need defense. Yeah. They need that. They need some depth. And their goaltending situation, it is not imperative for them to change that now, clearly. Like, Freddie's got 1 year left. You come back with Anderson and Campbell, you're fine in net. But they may look to make an adjustment in that area because of the history of Freddie in the playoffs and because Freddie's only got 1 year left on his deal. But where are you at with these guys over the next two and a half weeks? Like, what are you hoping to see? How active do you hope Dubas is going to get?
I hope he's going to be very active. I think he has to be. Considering, you know, the look of this team 2 years in a row with lack of playoff success. I mean, if you're a GM or someone in management, how can you trust the same group to go back and give you a different result? I don't trust it. I mean, Hayes, you said it perfectly on our show during the playoff series. If you can't beat Columbus, who are you going to beat? And that's no disrespect to Columbus. But the conversation with the Leafs is, well, you know, they got to deal with Boston. Well, they got to deal with Tampa. Well, Tampa's two games away from winning the Stanley Cup. And the Maple Leafs haven't won a playoff series in 16 years. So I think you have to be active. And I think this is a summer where they can be using their leverage or their muscles to their strengths, because they're the team that's got money. You know, we talk about the financial struggles that the league may go through. They can pay for some guys if they want to go get them. I wouldn't suggest them overpaying for guys on the market, which is somewhat what you tend to do on the UFA market, but I would entertain all options. Obviously, you know, Pierre LeBrun said it on our show too, and I heard him say it on your show, that the word around the league through different GMs is that the league or the Leafs are serious about upgrading their defense, and they should be. But you know, you talk about in goal too with Freddie Anderson. It's a very saturated goalie market this summer, and if you can find a way to upgrade that position, whether it's through a trade or through free agency, that's going to give you security beyond this year as well too. I think you look at it. I think all options are open. I think the Maple Leafs should be actively aggressive.
Yeah, and Carlo, I think them using their money too. Go ahead, O.
Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to say, like, with them using their might, you know, the money that they have, I think it is an opportunity for them to offer unique contracts that I don't think a lot of other teams in the league are going to offer. You know, I think you could load up on signing bonuses for guys who are middle of the pack guys, and they should. You know, I heard Craig on the lunch today saying, he believes a lot of teams will not even entertain it because without revenue coming in, which you won't have because there aren't tickets being sold, a lot of owners are just simply going to shut it down, not even entertain it. Don't even think about offering a signing bonus. That seems to be an issue with Pietrangelo and St. Louis. I don't think that should be an issue with the Leafs. You know, the Leafs should be willing to almost use every contract with signing bonuses if they have to. This might be the only time they have where the playing field is not ultimately fair and even, and they can do something that no one else can do. And if that's going to lock down a player because you give him 90% of the money on July 1st, but you get the player, do it. There's no other excuse. Go do it.
You're 100% right, Brian. I mean, and there's got to be a point sometimes where you got to realize what your strength is and you got to use it. And, you know, the Maple Leafs and their organization, they're one of the wealthiest teams in the league, and they can structure contracts like that. I mean, Jake Muzzin, you know, I wouldn't consider him a top-tier defenseman in the league, but he's getting a hefty signing bonus for the next 2 years of his contract. And, you know, it's well-deserved. He was he's going to be a UFA. I think this is the leverage that now UFAs can definitely use to their advantage in picking places that they decide to choose. And you mentioned a guy like Pietrangelo. You know, here's a guy who's won a Stanley Cup. He's going to be 30 years old, and he's earned the right to be there. And I think he's earned the right to decide what type of contract he wants to. And if it means entertaining what the Leafs have to offer, I think that gives him a real advantage.
You just mentioned Pietrangelo, and there's been a lot of speculation. What I want to know, Carlo, is like your time playing with him, was the conversation ever brought up what it was like being a hometown kid playing in Toronto? Did he ever question you on that and wonder what it was like? And just the idea of being a Maple Leaf or playing for the Maple Leafs being a hometown kid?
He absolutely did. Oh, and I think every Toronto kid asked that question. And obviously, I mean, other than getting a chance to experience what playoff hockey was like here in during my tenure as a Maple Leaf, I had nothing but great things to say. I mean, I was a kid that grew up in Toronto that dreamed about playing for the Maple Leafs and ended up playing for the Maple Leafs. And I think, you know, I think maybe he starts to think about that as well, too, as we're this late into the process. You know, when it comes to linking Petro with the Leafs, you know, I think it's safe to say that it is a possibility if he gets there, for sure. I think the thought right now has definitely crossed his mind, because I don't think he could have envisioned himself being in this situation, you know, being 3 weeks away from free agency. But, you know, the way I've sort of described this situation with St. Louis when people have asked me to comment on it is, I'm very surprised that it's come this far and it's gotten to this, because usually when a team recognizes they have a player that's this good and this important, they find ways to lock him up and not let him get to this situation. And the fact that it's got here, you know, I know just from talking to Alex a little bit that the thought of playing somewhere else right now has crossed his mind. And not to say that can't change 2 weeks from now, but to even allow the player to start thinking about that, you got to entertain the idea of it possibly happening. And I think the further this thing goes, I think the better chance that he does entertain October 9th has to offer. And if that means a conversation with the Maple Leafs, I think 100% he'll entertain it.
Well, let's hope. He has to. I think he has to wrap his mind around that he's not going back. To your point, Carlo, like, this is a scenario where they've had nothing but time to get it done. You know, Falk hadn't played barely a minute for them, and they found an extension for him. I think there's a layer of obviously respect, and I think Doug Armstrong is a savvy businessman, and he's looking at his business model. But sometimes there are priorities where it's hey, I need to get this done because this guy is a big fabric of my business here, and you know, there might be a level of hey, I feel a little disrespected, so I'm going to take this to market and see what other organizations do give me the respect, whether it's financially or term or just see what's out there. And Alex has put himself in that position now to do that. And
sometimes they're not
the
bluffing, right? Sometimes like they're actually showing you their hand. This is what we have. This is how we value you. We're not messing around here. Like, we're actually at the edge. This is it. This is what you can get here in St. Louis. And he's got to make that call at some point.
See, and Hayes you would appreciate this too. You know, Noodles, you've negotiated some contract in your careers too. Don't you get the sense that there's guys in the league that you should play hardball with, and then there's guys in the league that you just know what they're going to make. I look at this Pietrangelo situation, and I find it hard to believe that there's actually hardball being played here. I mean, this is a guy that every team would want and would covet, mm-hmm. You know, to have success and to sustain success. I mean, you think about what Alex provides for just the city of St. Louis and the organization. You know, it's almost guaranteed playoffs every time you got a guy like that on your team. It's playoff revenue, it's good business, and it's a chance to win. And when you have that guy, the fact that you're going to play hardball with him to risk the chance of losing him, to me, doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, we can just, you know, go by example here in Toronto. It's been almost a decade that this team has been searching for a guy like that. Like, they're very hard to come by. And it seems really, really odd to me that it's come to this. And I understand St. Louis's point of view. They run a different business operation there that has allowed them to create, you know, some structure and stability within their, you know, their salary cap, you know, landscape. But, I mean, just like in everything in life or every job, there's always that one exception, correct? And I think right now, you know, if you want to keep a guy like Pietrangelo with his profile and his status and what he's accomplished, this guy's a winner. He's proven he's a winner. I think you have to make that exception if you're the Blues.
With Carlo Colaiacovo, first up, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on TSN Radio. Game 4 of the Cup Final tonight, and back-to-back. So we got Game 4 tonight, Game 5 tomorrow. Stamkos won't go tonight. They haven't ruled them out for the series, but I think everyone has just accepted we're not going to see him again. But do you think we still have games come early next week, or is your read on the situation Tampa's now got the upper hand and they're going to take it home over the weekend?
Well, to be honest with you, Hayes, I've counted out Dallas this whole playoffs. To me, you know, they're a team that it's not real flashy, but they find a way to get the job done. And every time, you know, I thought I had Calgary beating them, and I had Colorado beating them, and I had Vegas beating them, but they find ways to win. I think tonight is the most crucial game of the series because, like you stated, it is a back-to-back. And if Tampa wins tonight, you know, where's the energy level going to be for tomorrow night's game? You know, and if Dallas wins, then it's a series again. So I still do give Dallas a chance because I do believe they're a really good team. And, you know, we've seen how good Khudobin can be, and it depends on what type of game you're going to get out of him. But they grind you down, man. And Tampa, as good as they looked last game, after they got the lead, they kind of sat back. And, you know, when they got that third goal, it was almost like it deflated Dallas a little bit more than people expected to. But, you know, Dallas is there for a reason, and I expect them to respond tonight. And, you know, maybe it was the emotional lift of getting Stamkos back in the lineup last game that, you know, Tampa played one of their best games of the series. But I wouldn't necessarily count Dallas out. And if Tampa wins tonight, I think it's over tomorrow.
Before we get you out of here, am I the only guy who, like, I was born in Edmonton. I grew up in the 80s when the Oilers were winning cups, like cups every year. I don't think I ever wanted to play for the Oilers. Like, it's just mandatory that everyone from Toronto, like, grew up wanting to be a Leaf? Like, is there any NHL guy that you guys know from Toronto would be like, no, I don't want to play for that team? Do you guys know any of them?
I think it's your own psychology we need to assess here. Why would you not want to play for Edmonton?
Yeah, like Gretzky's on the team.
What's wrong with you?
Gretzky's not on the team when I'm there. That was in the 80s.
Dougie Waite was kicking around. Maybe.
Yeah, you're right.
Gretzky, Grant, Fuhrer, all those guys. Oh, these guys suck.
I didn't say they sucked. My point being is I always had favorite players. I just didn't, you know, buy into the, like, hey, I got to play for the Oilers or bus. You know what? I'm going home. Like, I always, that logic, maybe I'm the outlier. Obviously,
no,
it sounds
so.
Like I'm the
I
outlier.
I think Vancouver, but Toronto, Montreal, it applies. I can't speak for anywhere else, but those three.
Well, Noodles, I mean, I just want to give you, you know, the glass half full here. I mean, I think because Toronto has the hype of being a good team and a team that is close to winning a Stanley Cup when, you know, I wouldn't necessarily categorize them as that. You got to win a playoff series and be a playoff contender before you can be a Stanley Cup contender. But, you know, you can go back to the Stamkos situation. If Toronto was a good team when Stamkos was a free agent, do you think he would have signed? I mean, you don't think so?
Well, their team was like coming off the finals, and yeah. and like, and they're going to win a cup in the next 3 days. Like, I think he chose the right team.
What I'm saying is, because, you know, like, Stamkos went right down to the wire and then decided to go back to Tampa. But if Toronto was as good as they are now with the talent that they have, you think maybe that would have, you know, maybe swayed his decision a little bit? I mean, the Leafs weren't that good of a team back then. So, you know, maybe his aspirations were different. Like, if the Leafs weren't a good team right now, would Pietrangelo even consider coming, you know,
no,
to Toronto?
No, of course not. It's got to be connected with being a winner.
That's
it's one thing to play here, which would be cool if you're from here, of course. But you really, what you want to do is win here. I mean, that's the ultimate prize. And I think that might be the difference. In Edmonton, maybe, Noodles, as I play amateur psychologist, you might be thinking, man, those are big shoes to fill. Like, I'm not going to win five cups. So they might hate on me, my local team.
I don't know. I would have taken any team, to be honest. You guys know that. But, like, I didn't have, like, the Oiler pajamas and all of that. Like, I just was like, hey, I like that player, like, and I'll play in the NHL. I would love to do that.
I'm sure we could find some people that grew up in Toronto that have no interest of ever playing here. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We got to leave it there, buddy. We'll catch you Monday at 6 a.m.
You got it, boys. Enjoy your weekend.
Yep.
See you Brother Wednesday.
Yakovo. We'll see you Wednesday. There he is. Fishing rod. You have to say fishing rod.
Yeah, fishing rod.
Yeah. I can't wait to whip my rod out in front of him. Oh, I'm just like, what is this guy talking about?
First up, 6 to 10 on TSN Radio, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
First up with Landsberg and Kolyakovo.